Vince Wilfork joins us on a Patriots Monday. I assume you know my co-host over here, Mr. Givens. Mr.
Wilfork over here.
What's going on, Vince? Good to see you, man.
Same here, man. What's going on, fellas?
You had to go get a coach from Temple? From Temple, for crying out loud?
I had nothing to do with that.
I know.
I had nothing to do with that. But I heard, when I was in school, Temple was like it was crappy, but I've heard
they were a high school team for you guys.
But over the years, they say Temple, this guy actually got Temple on track a little bit, started winning some ball games. So hopefully he can bring it down there to UM.
Vince Wilfork is our guest on a Patriots Monday. Do you like playing in conditions like that?
I love it. I love it.
Big guys like that stuff, don't they?
I know I do. I can't speak for every big guy, but like I say, growing up, when you see football and when you see NFL greatest films, when you see all types of good football players and teams, it always had snow or bad weather. Always. Always. And that was one of these games where if you love football, this is where you wanted to be, in this type of weather, snow, and especially in the way we built the play and, the style of play from us, it played right into our hands. So I was kind of excited about going into this game and actually playing in this type of weather. That's just me. That's just me, because like I said, before I got here, I never played in no type of weather like this. But once I became a New Englander, I say we've seen some pretty good games and some bad weather games, and introduced me to the NFL, what football should be about, this type of weather. So I was kind of excited to play in it.
Vince, I got to ask you, obviously the cold weather doesn't affect, your play just like most guys out there. Did you do anything dumb like I did a few years ago and put heat warmers in your shoe?
You know what?
before the game and burn your foot?
No, I'm old school, man. Look here. I Vaseline the arms up, and that was about it. I put an extra pair of socks on this time, but other than that, no. I just strapped it on and let's go to play, because I always said, and Bill said it to us as a team, and I've always said it, to teammates, and even talking with my wife and everything. People always make a big deal out of weather forecast. You're going down to South Florida, it's going to be 90 degrees. Or we're playing in Chicago, we're going to Buffalo, it's going to be, 80 miles per hour winds, it's going to be snow, it's going to be below zero. I always say you don't play against the weather, you play against your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a prime example of, going and playing against an opponent. So I don't want our guys to get kind of sidetracked of, how hot it's going to be or how cold it's going to be, how windy it's going to be. We deal with that when we get out there. But don't forget, we're going to play Miami Dolphins, or we going to play Buffalo Bills, or we going to play Chicago Bears like last night. So I think Bill made that was probably one of the best points that he made through the whole team this week, was, hey, don't worry about the weather.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about, because they have to play in the same exact weather we playing in. So get ready to play a Chicago Bears football team. And I think everybody was focused in on that, and we walked away with a victory.
You had the backs of your defensive teammates early on this season, when, quite honestly, I didn't think the performance of your defense warranted the backing you had at times. And I knew that you're a good teammate and you stick up for your guys. But I got to tell you, you may have been ahead of the curve on this one. Because what we're starting to see is guys making plays, defense tougher to run against, pass defense better than it's been. The stuff that you were saying early on that I wasn't seeing much evidence of, I'm seeing it now.
You know what? It starts in practice, and just seeing guys' attitude and how they approach work made me a believer from day one, all the way back to OTAs. These guys, as a team, we made a promise to each other, we're going to give it our all. When we step on the field, we're going to be a team. We're going to play through whatever it may be. It's going to be some ups and downs. It's going to be some positives and negatives. But you know what? We're going to play through all that. And once we get to the end of the tunnel, we got to be able to finish ball games. So I saw it early, and I was always a believer. A lot of people thought I was crazy. A lot of people, you know, wrote us off.
That'd be me. I thought you were crazy earlier
but
on.
It was just something I saw in these guys that, you know, they worked their tail off, man. And as a football player, I think for me and I think a lot of other players, the more you do, the better you get. The more games you play, the more reps you get, the better you'll get because you start to see the game a lot clearer.
Uh-huh.
And I think at this point, later in the season, December, where you have to play probably your best football to be a good football team, I think you're starting to see that with a bunch of guys on this team. So, and it started with in practice. You know, for the past 2 weeks, we had good practices. Everybody's been tuned in, been watching extra film, doing all the extra stuff they can do to make sure their body hold up, make sure they get an edge on the field. And it's been helping us. So we're going to need to continue that to be better down the road. So it won't get any easier for us. We're in it for the long haul. We got to grind this out. This week we got, you know, Green Bay coming to town. So coming off a loss, I'm pretty sure they're going to be pretty pumped up. And it's like almost like a must win for them. But each game we want to win. We go in each game expecting to win. So it didn't surprise me that we went out and performed the way we performed. 2 weeks in a row, if we didn't play 60 minutes, we were darn close. And we see what we're capable of doing once we play together. We know what we're doing on the field. Don't make stupid mistakes. Eliminate penalties. All those little things that ruins a football team, you know, we're starting to get a little better in those situations. So we're going to need to continue to do that to be a pretty good football team.
Yeah, something off of what Vince was saying, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is a little extra. Okay, the word extra comes in the front. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I played with Vince and I played with these guys, that's what I noticed when I was here. The way for the team to be successful was every position was staying after doing something extra. And a lot of that came from the leadership from the veteran guys, okay? Now Vince is a veteran to this defense and to this team. And obviously now Vince is the one that's implementing the same things that he learned at a young age to a lot of these younger guys, okay? And it truly is about making it a job, okay? It's not about coming in the morning 5 minutes before your meeting. It's about getting here an hour and a half early, lifting early in the morning before your meetings. You know, it's about going to meetings a minute or two early, mm-hmm. as opposed to stepping into your meeting with 5 seconds left on the clock mm-hmm. before you're fined and late, okay? It's about guys doing things off the field as far as taking care of their body, putting the right nutrition in their body, not partying, not staying on their feet on Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. okay? All these things that the little extra, the small things that Vince is kind of hinting to and saying are things that I see with this team right now, which, in my opinion, is a big part of why they're successful.
Yeah.
You agree with all that?
I totally agree. You know, it's so hard to come in this game as a young guy and to treat it as a profession. All your life you grow up saying, hey, I want to be a football player. I want to be a basketball, a baseball, whatever it may be. And it's a game. You know, at the end of the day, it's a game. But at the same time, it's a business. This is your profession. And I think the young guys are starting to understand, hey, this is real. This is not just an ordinary game anymore. This is your job. Because if you cannot perform and if you cannot do what is told when you're on that field, guess what? You fired.
They'll find somebody
they're
else.
They're going to find somebody else that can do it. And yes. You won't be here. So I think these guys, they understand that. I think everybody is, like I said, I think everybody is at a level where we're playing with confidence because – it shows in practice. The preparation starts today. It starts Tuesday. It starts Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. And then we put it on the field. And like I say, the more we can do before the game, the better this team will be. And right now, for the past 2 weeks, we've been having some pretty good practices. And just to string them together, you know, we use one word, it's consistent. Be consistent at what you do. And if we be consistent like these past 2 weeks and just stay on track, we'll be okay.
The thing that's impressed me the most about your team, and then we'll get you out of here, is that next man up syndrome. I mean, I see, you know, Brandon Spikes gets suspended by the league. Gary Guyton steps in and looked seamless yesterday. I mean, you see guys, Moore comes in from the UFL. Mm-hmm. Looks like he can contribute on this defensive line immediately. We've talked about Brandon Dedrick and other guys like that. It's that next man up syndrome. Whoever the next man up is seems to be ready to play.
You know what? You got to credit, you know, Bill Belichick, the staff and the organization to go in to find guys like this. And on top of that, you know, once they get here, they learn what we do. They're not idiots. They just learn what we do and know their role. Everybody know if you're a third string or whatever it may be on this team, your number may be called at any given time. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody may go down and need somebody, hey, you need to get in. You need to know what you're doing. And I think for the most part, we've been pretty successful by doing that because, like I said, it starts back in practice. Bill put us in situations in practice where me personally, I think it's the toughest situations you can be in. He give them to us in practice. Mm-hmm. He have our thinking caps on at all times.
Every day.
I mean, we go through from a special team period to a defensive period, back to a special team, offense, defense, special teams situation. You got this amount on the clock, no timeouts, what are you going to do? And he want to see how we going to react. He want to see how we react when we're tired. He want to see how we react when everything is on the line, see if we know what we're doing.
So Bill will still drive you all the way down the field in a two-minute drill at the end of practice when you're completely blown out after practicing 2 hours. A two-minute drill that goes for 10 minutes.
And throw you a situation.
And throw you a situation right in the middle.
Oh,
stop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the situation. What you going to do about it? And I think as the season went on, guys tuned in. Mm-hmm. Guys really tuned in and focused in on what the situation is. And we covered a lot of situations.
Situational football.
He loves situational football. And you know what? For the most part, situational football win you games.
High school and college coaches, listen to Vince. He knows what he's saying.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you next week. Vince Wilfork joining us, Sports Radio WEEI.